For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're joined this morning by Scott Berendt, who is the Artistic Executive Director of Road Less Traveled Theater. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
And so good to have you here. An interesting story, because back, way back when, at the beginning of the pandemic, you were the first one to say, you know what? This is going to be here for a while. We're canceling our entire season. And people said, lunatic, overreactor. And then one by one, they all had to do the same thing. But you had communicated swiftly and decisively with your audience. And so now it's interesting. At the other end, now you've said, you know what? I think we're ready to announce a season. So what's going on at Road Less Traveled after your brief intermission?
So I'm very excited to see both of you and to talk to both of you today, because it's a joyous moment where I can actually say, yes, we've determined when we are going to reopen for business. After having built a brand new theater, having it open for less than even a year, practically.
And you had a hit show. You had a big, big hit show.
Right. You went out with a bang.
Advanced sales, all that.
Tremendous. Hand of God was open for, I think it was 7 or 8 performances, and then we had to close. So that was very sad. But on a positive note, we have determined that we will be reopening the Road Less Traveled Theater on November 4th. 2021, with the return of our production of Hand to God, with the original cast.
Hasn't that boy aged out?
No, in Dan Ertz's contract, he must maintain his youthful appearance through all of this.
Because it's been more than a year.
He's been sequestered with the puppet, with Tyrone, this entire time. So we expect big things from him.
Now, Tyrone's lifestyle, I mean, smoking, drinking, bad language.
Yes. We need to explain that Tyrone is the evil puppet in this play. The plot of the play is that this young man becomes possessed by an evil puppet on his hand, which is problematic because he comes from a fundamental Bible family. Fabulously dark comedy. And everyone wanted to see it, and then no one could. And so now it's back.
So we are announcing today that we are becoming back with a 4-play season. So Hand of God will open November 4th. And then Tribes by Nina Raines will be coming back January 13th, and then Breadcrumbs by Jennifer Haley on March 3rd, and then a world premiere adaptation of Little Women called Little Women Now by Donna Hoke will open April 21st.
An entire season of Lone Outcasts.
We're going to get 4 plays in. We're not going to get our usual 5, but that's okay. And we will continue our screen-to-stage fundraiser, which previously was scheduled for Beverly Hills Cop. That's going to happen on April 2nd. Our 10-minute play festival, which is going to come back May 2nd. Those are our Star Wars-themed 10-minute plays. And then, of course, our Buffalo Stories fundraiser, The Life of Robert Gioia, will be back on June 4th, 2022.
As such impoverishment, this seems like such abundance. Now, I note that you're starting not September, as some others are trying to do, but November. And what's informing that decision to start a couple of months later?
So we really have been trying to look at the vaccination rates. We've been looking at what's been happening in the world. We got a big boost last week with Shays even pronouncing that they want to open in September. We're waiting a little bit past September because we felt like that was going to give us the best chance at 100% opening capacity. I'd really like to try and open at 100%, even if we're still dealing with some level of regulation and safety at that point. We want to make sure that everybody's safe. We want to make sure our performers will all be vaccinated and that we're providing that safe environment for everyone.
Well, it's getting a little scary as you see people. First, it was so robust, everyone wanting to be vaccinated. And then there's, what is this reluctance? People are afraid, even though millions of people have been safely vaccinated before them. But for the theater, to explain, when you're talking about 100% capacity, that means a person in every seat, as opposed to what some of the original proposals were, which you, well, you can put a couple together and then empty seats in between, and you cannot earn enough money to operate the play that way.
And we feel confident that the government regulations will be worked out, and I think we will be working off of something like the Excelsior Pass, probably. And by opening in November, if we are still under some sort of capacity guideline, we've given ourselves the opportunity, we can run the show longer through the rest of the fall to hopefully then get to that 100% capacity level.
Well, that's very clever. So that's why you haven't crammed the season. Self-imposed deadlines.
Yes, unfortunately, we had to lose Murder Ballad as part of what this season was going to be, but we will get to the four other plays. And actually, At Home at the Zoo was supposed to close the season, but I just felt like coming out of COVID to end the season with a play where a guy commits suicide on a park bench was just not the way I wanted to end the season.
No, you need a musical or something.
So Little Women now will fill that slot.
Wait a minute, doesn't Beth still... Never mind.
Scott, can we get a sentence from you? What is the Excelsior Pass?
So there is already, and actually I just got my second shot last Friday, and they told me I can, 2 weeks after you get your second shot, you can go online and download an app that'll go right to your phone, the Excelsior Pass. You plug in your information and it will say that you've been vaccinated. And then the plan here is that you're going to have to use that Excelsior Pass to get into concerts and football games and I would imagine eventually live theater as well.
So, Scott, the new theater's been open, what, less than a year? As an audience member, we like it. How's it working out for you and the actors?
Oh, it's fantastic. And during COVID, we've actually been able to spend some time doing a whole bunch of other infrastructure type things. So there's some things that you'll probably notice right away. But there was a lot of things that we were able to do backstage to help our technical people. And we've also done a whole bunch of other technical upgrades during that period as well, finishing a lot of the work that we didn't even have time to do when we first moved in. Interestingly enough, the COVID pause has really allowed us to take a step back and look at things, take a breath, because, you know, we built two theaters in 5 years, and it's been really nice to sit back and be able to think a little bit more strategically. One of my favorite things from COVID is that we combined three different storage areas that were in three different buildings and upstairs and elevators and put them all into one first floor location with a rehearsal space, a full-time rehearsal space, where now you can just walk across the room and pick up the prop or the rehearsal thing that you need. And it's all on the first floor with a garage door and a big parking lot. The parking lot for the rehearsal room is, I can't tell you. It's going to really change the whole dynamic of a lot of people's lives that work at Road Less Traveled. So I'm very excited about that.
The live theater, it is so much about space.
It is, yes.
Spaces to rehearse, spaces to build, spaces for audience, spaces for the lobby. Once you're bringing people live to perform something live for people who are alive, so much is about space. So how wonderful that you've been able to make good use of this time. Well, how wonderful that this journey seems to be having a happy end. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Scott Behrend.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be back. Let's go.
We can't wait, yes. For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.